From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders are attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Britain's chief finance officer, George Osborne, met with reporters today to explain what's being done to assure that the economy does not go off course and explain potential impact to the country's citizens.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned. Because we had in place detailed contingency plans, there will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
Meanwhile, the political fallout from the EU referendum continues with demands that Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn step down and Scottish officials who wish to remain in the EU considering another independence referendum from the United Kingdom. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation Friday. He will meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels later today, the first American official to do so since the so-called Brexit vote. Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and the EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News. Iraqi